Brussels globalists rush to stop UK participation in EU elections in case of Brexit delay. By Virginia Hale on March 19, 2019. Globalist officials in Brussels are reportedly moving to try and halt British participation in European Parliament elections in the event of a delayed Brexit, fearing UK voters would boost an already anticipated populist surge. Legislation cancelling the UK taking part in May's bloc-wide elections comes into effect only on May 30, the day after Britain is supposed to be exiting the EU. But that date now looks increasingly likely to be pushed back as a result of efforts from the country's Remainer-dominated parliament. Indeed, the Cabinet Office in London stepped up plans for Britain to take part in this year's European parliamentary elections. According to The Times, which on Tuesday reported that political parties had already been informed by the Electoral Commission that their spending was being monitored as if in a pre-election campaign period. But the prospect of UK participation in the coming EU elections, declared as a future-defining battle between two competing visions of Europe, one of a Europe of nation-states and the other of a federal, globalist humanitarian superstate based around left-liberal values, reportedly has Eurocrats unnerved. Given the vote comes so soon after the official Brexit date of March 29, a day which is now all but certain to be cancelled, the chance of voters using the election to punish mainstream parties for mishandling Brexit is present. Civil servants in Brussels are worried that Britain taking part in the bloc-wide vote would boost what is already expected to be a strong showing for pro-sovereignty populist forces hated by the EU elite, reports Voice of America, VOA. According to the US taxpayer-funded pro-EU media outlet, officials are already exploring legal ways to try to stop British participation on the grounds that the country may not be a member by the time the parliamentary term expires, with so-called centrist civil servants in Brussels preferring to see either the UK's current batch of MEPs remain in place, or for Whitehall to appoint temporary Euro lawmakers reflecting the current party strengths in Britain's House of Commons. "We could see a lot more people like Nigel Farage elected to the Parliament," one senior Eurocrat reportedly told VOA, adding that this would risk emboldening populists across the bloc and upsetting efforts to try to restore stability and predictability in the face of rising nativism.